Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Chav Tes, four lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Chesam Beis, and let's review that the Mishnah Daf Chav Chesam Lalav taught us that Benegeir Chesam Batim, Boyer Shichin Ma'ori, Shev Ches Mechatois, Beis Abadim, Beis Ashlochim, Ve'avodim, which are all real property, and Avodim Ahukash Lakakois, and the Mishnah states a cloud, the Kol Dovishu Isapiris Tadir, Cheskasun Shol Shonim, Yom Liyom, then the Chazokah has to be for 3 complete years and consecutive years. And the Mishnah then continued, so the Beis Abal, Cheskasha Shol Shonim, Ve'inim Liyom Liyom, that since of Beis Habal only produces periods once a year. Therefore, although in order to create a chazaka, there's still a requirement for 3 years, but the 3 years doesn't have to be a complete 3 years, and doesn't have to be miyam liyayim. With the Rashi, the Mishnah continued and asked, what is an example of a sada Beis Habal where a chazaka would be less than 3 years? And Rabbi Shmuel states, Gimun Chadoshim Mishreino, Gimun Bachreino, Ushneim Osa Chedish Be'emsa, Hare Iluyut Ches Chedish. Therefore, a person can make a chazaka on a sada Beis Habal even in 18 months, and Rabbi Kiva Imech Chedish and all that you require is 14 months in order to create a chazaka on a sada beis habal. If you Rashi, our Mishnah only brings 2 shitas, the shitas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, as to what the requirement is when creating a chazaka on a sada beis habal. And keep in mind that certainly there is a chacham that argue on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and as we will see on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda states in Im Rav, Zudiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Av Chachamim Imrim, Cheskasa Gimel Shanim, Yayim Liyayim. Gemara will explain what the Shita of the Chacham is and how they argue on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Ultimately, although we will see that there is a third Shita and there's a Shita of the Chachamim, however, that is not brought in our Mishnah and it's brought later on in Daf Lamed Vav and Beis. However, Ayin Yudva, who learns that the Shita of the Chachamim is actually brought in our Mishnah, and he learns when the Mishnah stated that Sada Beis Habal, Cheskasha Shalom Shalom, Ve'inim Yom Liyom, that is the Shita of the Chachamim, and then there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's only a requirement for 18 months, while Rabbi Kiva holds in order to create a Chazaka, the Sada Beis Habal, all that is required is 14 months. The Gemara began that Amr Rabbi Yechanan Shematim Helcha Usha Shal Imer Menayin L'Chazaka Shigimel Shanim Mishar Amud. What is the Makar that a Chazaka takes place in 3 years? And the Makar is from the Din of Shar Amud. And as the Gemara explained, Mashar Amud Kibu Shinoga Kimel Negichais Nafaklim Chesis Ta Mekamalim Chesis Bud, that once you have 3 Maisim of Negichais, then it goes out from the Din of Tam and it becomes a Mud. Hachinami Kim the Achot Tlashnin Nafaklam Mishus Meicha Vakarim Mishus Lekech. We extend this concept to the din of chazaka of shalosh shanim, and therefore, once a person shows 3 years of bailus on real property, then he creates a chazaka. And the Gemara explained that according to Rameya, b'negei din of sharmud that holds richad negichais of kayev, kiyev negichais of loy kolshkein. And therefore, if someone would make a chazaka in a sada by planting a spasta, which is michael behema and fodder for an animal, this plant fully matures in 30 days. If he plants a spasta 3 times in 90 days and he feeds it to his behema, so that should be a chazaka, and you should only require 90 days. Gemara states that in a chenami, man holchi usha Rabbi Shmuel, that the holchi usha is a shita Rabbi Shmuel, and as we saw in our Mishnah, the fear Rabbi Shmuel, that would actually be the din, and as long as you harvest 3 crops, then it doesn't make a difference. If it's much less than 3 years, it would still be a valid chazaka. And keep in mind that certainly the fear Rabbi Kiva, he could also learn that the makar for shalosh shanim and the makar for chazaka is from the din of sharmud. However, our Gemara now continues and asks Rabbanan Mai that according to the shita of the Chacham that we mentioned in the Akdama, that a Chacham argue on Rabbi Shmuel and on Rabbi Kiva, so certainly their Mekar for Cheskas Shal Shanim cannot be from Sharmud, and therefore the Gemara asks, what is Rabbanan's Mekar, and from where do they learn that there's a din of Cheskas Shal Shanim, and Ayin Rashi, Rabbanan Mai, Rabbanan Leslu Had Rabbi Shmuel, Nal Lehu Had Rabbi Shmuel, and Ayin Radva, Diva Masla, Rabbanan Mai, where Radva states, Pirish, Igmiulam, Misharm, and Nalhu, to be in Shal Shanim, that if we learn from Sharmud, how do they know that you'd require a full 3 years? And this Rabbanan that we're referring to is referring to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, and as we explained, that Ritva holds that Rabbanan Shita is brought in our Mishnah, and as he continues, Rabbi Shmuel Chalku could be in the Lefushi Lekamon Bisiyata Dishmaya, Vishaloki de Rashi Shapirish, Rabbi Shmuel Mepharish de Rechachamim, and this is of course not like the Shita of Rashi, who learned that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are only coming to be Mepharish the words of the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, but they're not being Chaluk on Tanakhama, as we already explained in the Hakdama, Ulupirusha, Yehani Rabbanan, Hani Rabbanan Rabbi Sala. Come on, and when Agamar is Rabbanan Mai, it's referring to Rabbanan Brice and Daf Lamed Vav and Beis. And even though we haven't mentioned such a shita yet, Bavi Yudil the Bali Sugya Zu, that the Bali Sugya of Agamara already knew the shita of the Chachamim. However, Zokhtu Idvav in Nachoin, and keep in mind that the shita of Rabbeinu Geshem at the bottom of Daf Chav Chesam and Beis is like Idvav, as it states, Rabbanan Masisim Minolahu to be in Gimel Shalom Chazaka Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues that what is the Makal of Fidu Rabbanan, and Amr Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef teaches us Kruxiv that this based on on a pasuk in Yirmiyah. These psukim in Yirmiyah occur in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu, which was right before the Golos Bavel. And we know that Tzidkiyahu put Yirmiyah in jail because he was saying nevuahs that Klal Yisrael will go into Golos. And Yirmiyah knew that Klal Yisrael will go into Golos in the 11th year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu. And he therefore understood that from this time forward, if someone buys a field, they will not be able to be machzik for Shalosh Shanim, as they only had 2 years left. And therefore he told them, Sadas Bakesef Yiknu, when you purchase a Sada using money as a kinyan, Chasei Basef V'chasayim V'heir Edim V'eretz Binyamim V'sviv Yishlayim V'or Yehuda V'or Har V'or Yashvelu V'or Yanegev, and you should make sure to write a Shtar Raya, as L'maisa you'll go into Golus and you won't come back to Eretz Yisrael for the next 70 years. And as the pasuk ends, Ki Ashev Ashvusam No Mashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back our captives and we will come back to Eretz Yisrael, so says Hashem. Rabbi Yisif therefore teaches us, Shari Novi Oimid Be'esa, that Yirmiyahu was stating this in the 10th year of Tzidkiyahu's reign, U'mazel Achas Esrei, and we bring Mazel Klal Yisrael, that if they're going to buy anything, then you should make sure to have Shtaris, because they're going to go to Golus in the 11th year, and therefore they're only going to have 2 years of Chazakah. When Klal Yisrael comes back to Eretz Yisrael, after 70 years, so even though Reuben bought the Sada from Shimon, and he bought it properly, but L'maisa, Shimon, or even more so his children at that point, will claim that they were the Marakama, and they will be Ma'ara, and they will claim that they're the Marakama, and since Reuben didn't use the field for 3 years, so Reuben won't have a Chazakah, the Marakama will once again have a right to this field, and therefore Yirmiyah told Klal Yisrael that you should make sure that you actually write stories for these transactions, since you will go to Golus within the next 2 years, therefore you won't be able to create a Chazakah Shal Shonim, and you will have to make sure to have a Shtar in order to prove your ownership when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. And as Rashi states at the end of the Yom Aschol, Shari Nova Yoyme Be'esu Mazel Achas Esrei, that Ki Yiglu Min Eir B'Shnas Achas Esrei, Kishinuk De Eir V'Lo Yachsiku B'Mekach Shal Shonim El Asiris V'Achas Esrei, Alma B'Hani Tati Shnin Lo Yav Chazaka, and therefore we see that 2 years alone does not suffice for Chazaka, and Mikam Chazaka She'inim B'Chusim Shal Shonim, and therefore from this Pasuk we see that a Chazaka doesn't work in less than 3 years. And Mefarshim point out that since Yirmiyah was not Mechal between different types of Sadeis, therefore we see that all Sadeis have the same din, and there's no difference between the Sada Beis Abal or Sada Beis Ashlochin. And in all cases, in order to create a Chazakah, there's a requirement for 3 full years. And the Rishonim are bothered that, L'chir, how do we see there's a Chazakah for 3 years? All that you see is that Chazakah is not less than 2 years. And Ayin Ramban, who explains that even the Chachamim Ma'amayda, that a Makar for the din of Chazakah is from the din of Shar Mu'ud. And once we see from this Pasuk that a Chazakah cannot be less than 2 years, then we certainly see that 3 uses is not enough in order to create a Chazakah, as otherwise, even in less than 2 years, and even in 18 months according to Rabbi Shmuel, or 14 months according to Rabbi Kiva, you should be able to create a Chazakah. And L'maisa, we do see from the din of Shar Mu'ud that there's a requirement for 3, and since we know, based on the Pasuk of Yirmiyah, that it can't be referring to 3 Maisim of Bailis and cutting 3 crops, and therefore the Chacham prove that even by a Sada Beis Abal, there's a requirement for 3 years in order to create a Chazakah. And also, I am the beginning of Taisa's Dima Maskel, the Dima Eats the Taivik Mashblon, that Taisa's asked a similar question, and Taisa says that the Gemara actually could have asked this question in order to shlug up this Makar that Rabbi Yosef brought from Yirmiyah. And as Taisa states, that even though the Gemara will ask a question on this Makar, but Hachnami Matzil Mifrach, but really the Gemara could have also asked, Vidim Vitech Esa Havakoi, Umazat Chilz Achas Esrei, Tileka Filu Shana, Uloilum Bishana Achas Havichazaka, that quite possibly Yirmiyah could have been standing in the middle of the 10th year and warning Klal Yisrael about the impending Golus that will come in the beginning of the 11th year. And when someone would buy real property, they wouldn't even have a Chazaka of 1 year. And how do you have a Raya that Chazaka is Shalosh Shanim? Maybe it's 2 years, or maybe it's like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and it's 18 months or 14 months. And Ayin Rudva, who points out that the pasuk that we just brought was from Yirmiyah and was from Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Mem Dalid, and the Rudva is bothered that L'chira, there's a pasuk that is prior to this in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yudalid, where Yirmiyah discusses a Sefer HaMiknah and discusses a Shtar in that pasuk. Why did Abaya bring a pasuk which is further and in pasuk Mem Dalid? And the Rudva explains that our Gemara specifically brought down the beginning of the pasuk and brought down the part of the pasuk that states Sadas Bakesi Viknu, and then the pasuk states V'chasayim B'Sefer V'chasayim, in order to tell us that Kivin the Koinim Kesef, that since they acquired the Sada by using Kesef as the method for Kinyan, Akoch Chai Sefer in a Shtar Kinyan, therefore when Yirmiyah tells them to use the Sefer, it's not based on a Shtar Kinyan, as they already were Koinim the Sada El Shtar Raya. It must be that he was telling them to make a Shtar Raya, and that's why we bring from this pasuk V'loy M'Sefer HaMikna Sh'as Yirmiyah HaKasa B'Yisa Pasha, and not from the previous pasuk that Yirmiyah stated and mentioned a Sefer HaMikna, the Dilma Hu Shtar Kno, as potentially that Shnar is referring to a Shtar Kinyan, Kedikar Lo Sefer HaMikna, and as the pasuk actually calls it a Sefer HaMikna. And our Gemara now continues, Amalei Abaya, Abaya said back to his Rabbi Yosef, Dilma Hasam Eitz Tov K'mashbon. Maybe when Yirmiyahu was telling this to Klal Yisrael was not based on the fact that you couldn't create a chazaka in less than 3 years, but really you could create a chazaka in less than 3 years. But since Yirmiyahu knew that would be at least 70 years until people come back to Eretz Yisrael, Yirmiyahu specifically told Klal Yisrael to make sure that they have shtaris and they actually make sure to keep their shtaris for the next 70 years. As Rabbeinu Gershom states on Daf Chof Tesem Nalev, V'sheyelcho begolus, that since Klal Yisrael will go to a long golus and many people in Klal Yisrael will be killed and die within the next 70 years, and V'shem Yehargo Edom, and maybe the Edom will be killed, or Yiglu L'makim Rachayk, or they'll go to golus to a very far place. As we know, that actually occurred to the Aseres HaShvatim, V'lo Yimtzu Edom, and when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, he won't have Edom that could testify that he actually had years of Chazakah, and therefore Yirmiyahu gave them Eitz HaTayva to write shtaris and to guard their shtaris very well for the 70 years of golus. And continue to have Chos Tesem Na'av, and the Gemara points out that how do I know that Yirmiyahu actually gave Eitz HaTayvos to Klal Yisrael as the Eloi Temachi, as if you're not going to tell me that Yirmiyahu actually gave Eitz HaTayvos to Klal Yisrael, but l'maisa the pasuk in Yirmiyahu prior to this in Perikov Tes pasuk Hei, which is after the golus of Yechonia, which was 11 years prior to the golus of Tzidkiyahu, and therefore is approximately 10 years before the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, which we discussed, which took place in Perek Lamed Beis, and Yirmiyahu tells the people that went to Golus Yechonia and were now in Bavel, you shouldn't think that you're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael that quickly, and there'll be a Golus that will take at least 70 years. Therefore, he told them, Banu Batim, that you should build houses, Vishavu, and you should settle there and rebuild your lives, Vinitu Ganois, and you should plant gardens, Vichlu Aspirion, and you'll eat the pirus of these gardens. The Gemara continues, My Kama, the Lamais in this Pasuk, there is no Limud Halacha that we can learn from this Pasuk, and what is Yirmiyahu telling the people that went to Golus Yechonia, Ela Eitz HaTayva K'mashbon? It must be that Yirmiyahu was just telling them in Eitz HaTayva, giving them advice as to how to live in Golus for the next 70 years and to make sure that they get involved in commerce and they take care of themselves, because it will be 70 years until they get back to Eretz Yisrael. And Hachinami Eitz HaTayva K'mashbon, and therefore in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Dalet, when Yirmiyahu tells them to write shtaris, it's not because they wouldn't have had a chazaka in 1 year, as in Hachinami, maybe the halacha would be like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, that someone can make a chazaka in 18 or 14 months. And even so, Yirmiyahu gave an Eitz HaTayva and gave advice to Klal Yisrael that you should make sure to write down shtaris when buying a sada, because ultimately you may not have edim in order to testify regarding a chazaka. Therefore, you should make sure to have shtaris and protect your shtaris. And as the Gemara continues, Teidala bring you raya that Yirmiyahu was only giving advice to Klal Yisrael, and this wasn't based on halacha. The chsiv, as the pasuk that we just brought down previously, which is a pasuk that Rav Dvar is from, is in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yudalid, and the pasuk states, Koyam Hashem Tzavakas El Kei Yisrael, L'Koyach Es Hasvar Me'ilo, E Seifa Mikna Zeh, Ve'isa Chosom, Ve'seifa Golu Hazeh, Unusatim Kricheres L'man Yamdu Yom Rabim, and as Rashi states, Teda, the Chol Atzmo, Yehoyogei Liyatzim Eitz HaTayva, that Yirmiyahu was troubling himself in order to give advice to Klal Yisrael, the Kamulu Nami Makim Gdiz Shereseim, as he even told them where to hide their stars, Heichim Eskai Mim Yaisa, and where the stars will be much more protected and will be able to last a long time. Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who points out that when the Gemara just brought down the pasuk of Nusatim Mikhlicheres Laman Yamdu Yom Rabim, that the Gemara's raya is not from Nusatim Mikhlicheres, but the raya is from Laman Yamdu Yom Rabim. And as he states, Imishim Chazakahu Loi Tzorach Yom Rabim Ki Imat Shiyavu Shnei Chazakah. However, Ayin Ritva and Ramban, who point out that the Gemara in Masechet Gittin brings a raya from the pasuk of Laman Yamdu Yom Rabim, that a get has to be written on a dove that's miskayim, and therefore they explain the raya of the Gemara is from the words of Nusatim Mikhlicheres, and certainly that is the Mashmais of Rashi as well, as he stated that since he didn't have to say to them where to place the shtaris and how to protect the shtaris. And the Gemara therefore continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says the reason for the Chazok of Shol Shonim is not based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but Shos Kamaisa Machal Inish Tati Machal Tlas Le Machal, that if a person sees someone using his field, then the first year that his friend is using his field, he may be Meichlet, as he may say, I'm not using the field in any case, and 2 years he may be Meichel as well, and for 3 years, certainly a person will not be Meichel. And therefore, if Reuven could prove that he used the field for 3 years and Shim was not Meichel, so as long as it's a Chazaka Shieshim Retaino, so Reuven would have a right to his field and he created Chazaka. The Gemara continues, so Amalei Abaya, Abaya says to Rava, El Me'ata, if you're correct, Ki Hadra Ara Ti Hadra Labari Peri, so let's say Shimon comes as Meichel to Reuven after 2 years, so certainly Reuven would not have a Chazaka, and certainly Reuven would have to return the Sada to Shimon. Since you just said that really someone should be Meichel immediately, however, it's normal that a person will be Meichel the Paris of a year or 2 years. In this case, Shimon was already Meichel the Paris to Reuven, and therefore he wouldn't be able to collect the Paris, and he'll only be able to get the Kaka back. But Alama Amram Nachman, Alama Isan Daflam Gimel Beis, the Gemara will bring bring down the Shita of Nachman, who will say Pung Faket, and he will say that if Shimon comes as Ma'ari after 2 years, then Reuben has to return the Sada, and he also has to return the Peiris. Let us see Rashi Dibel Maschal Alama Rav Nachman, as this is the last Rashi that we will have until Masechet Sanhedrin, as from here forward, we will not have Pirush Rashi, and the Pirush on the side of the Gemara is from his grandson, Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Meir, or the Rashbam. Rashi states, Alama Rav Nachman, Lekamon Bishmaitzin, and then the Rashbam continues, Alama Rav Nachman, Lekamon Bishmaitzin, Gabi Machzu Bekak Chaveir, Va'ozl Idach, Va'aisi Sadi, Da'ochen Tatn Shnin, Ve'lo Yosa, Rav Nachman, Hadra Arav, Hadra Pirush, Shal Shtei Shonim. Rashbam brings down the exact case that Rav Nachman is discussing, and he's discussing a case where when Shimon came was Ma'ara, not only was he Ma'ara, but he also brought Edim that Reuven actually used the Sada for 2 years, and therefore there wasn't a Pesha Asa Hu HaPesha Iter. Shimon has independent Edim that Reuven actually consumed Peiris for 2 years, and since Reuven doesn't have Edim that he was Machsa for 3 years, therefore not only will Reuven have to return the Sada to Shimon, but he'll also have to pay Shimon back for all the Peiris that he ate for these 2 years. And L'chir, since Rashi ended off with Diba Maschal Lama Rav Nachman, so why did the Gemara continue with all Lama Rav Nachman? And L'chir, we should have started the Peiris Rashbam for the next Rashbam of Tati Lekati. And L'chir, it could be that the Gemara is trying to show you the contrast between Rashi and the Rashbam, as Rashi says the words L'kamon B'shmaitzin, and in 2 words, he explains exactly what Rashbam says without actually going into Tarichas and bringing the Gemara on Daf Lama Gimel and Beis. In our Gemara, it states, Ad Kam Peiris Rashi Zatzal, Mikam Ve'ilich Peiris Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Meir, and others have the Girsa, Kam Mes Rashi Zal, that this is exactly the point that Rashi died, and it could be according to that Girsa, it's teaching us that Rashi worked on his Pirish until the moment before he died. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava tries a second time, that the reason why there's a requirement to have a full 3 years according to Chachamim in order to create his Chazaka is because Shasa Kamaisa Lekapid Anish, Tati Lekapid, that the first 2 years a person is not Makbid if someone is in his Sada, and even though he's not Meichel them, but Lemaisa is not Makbid, and therefore he won't be Meichel. However, Tlas Kapid, and as Rashbam says, Hol Vishilish Bavlosa Likonis Bloirisha Sabalim, that since he was in his Sada for 3 complete years, he didn't receive permission from the owner, so the owner is Makbid, Vizesha Shasak Veloy Micha Vade Macholoi, and since Shimon was quiet and he was not Micha and he did not protest, therefore it must be that Shimon sold the Sada to Reuven. The Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, and once again Abaya asks a question on Rava, Elameata, that if this is true, Kagoin Hani to be Baal Yashav, then Lachir, these people that were from the house of Baal Yashav, who were very tough people, and the Kapti Afilam and the Cholofa Mitzradatu, that they were Makbid, that people shouldn't even walk on areas of the field that they didn't plant anything, and for example, the area between two Sadeis, which was a raised area and served as the border of the field, people used to walk between Sadeis on that border. They wouldn't even allow people to walk on that border marker and they would be Meicha. L'chir hachinami d'la'ata b'chazaka, would you say that if someone goes into their fields and they use the fields for even 1 day and the Babel Yashav already knew about it, that they should have been Meicha, and if they weren't Meicha, so it's already created a chazaka and the person who's using the Sada should have a chazaka. V'chitem hachinami, and if you're going to tell me that in a chinami, according to Rav's Pshat and Chazaka, someone that is machzik against Bei Baal Yashav will have a chazaka after 1 moment in time, and as long as the Bei Baal Yashav already knew that Reuven made a chazaka for at least 1 day, then since they weren't a meicha immediately, then there should be a riot that belongs to Reuven. But in Kain, the Satad Brachel Shurin, then he's saying that the din of chazaka would be based on each person's temperament, and the din of chazaka would be very subjective. And the Rashba is that Tmili, the Adrabba, Mehai Taima, Havle, the Rav Lameima, the Afilu, the Baal Yashav, like Naxakalao, be Bottom in class, then in a chanami, even someone that's trying to make a chazaka against Baal Yashav will not be able to make a chazaka in less than 3 years. The Chomidis Chacham Kachu, Shemesakta, Derech Haroiv, Derech Haklal, Loyal Derech Haprat. When the Chacham set Shiurim, they always set it based on a general population and not based on individuals. The Rashba ends up with Tzarech La'ayin, however, Ayin the Ritva that states, Pirish, Kushi Lab Mishun to be Baal Yashav El Chud, the Inu Loyav Rubid Alma, and as the Rashba pointed out, the Lemaisa, it's Batla Daitim, Eitzel Kol Adam. Therefore, certainly we won't be mechalik for one family. And the chazaka, even against this family, would require 3 years. However, hachinami mishum inu b'luchud loy mafligina takanta oy milso dahavi l'shar alma. And therefore, certainly we would have a din of loy plug. El hachi akshinon the habak beid the tali milso ena day shavus b'zeklal ki yesh miach b'biyay mechad b'yesh b'chodesh b'yesh b'shana v'ruba kapti v'pachus b'shal shanim. And the real question is that we know that although there were people that were makbid on 1 day, like Baal Yashav, but certainly there were many people, and it was actually Rav that would be Makbid in less than 3 years, and therefore, and why should it be that we require 3 years and we wouldn't require less than that? And based on this question, Elam Rava, therefore, therefore, Rava brought a third pshat that shasa kamaisa mizdar inish bishtori, that the first year a person guards his shtar, tati vitlas mizdar, and he watches and guards his shtar for 2 and 3 years, tfeilim mizdar, but it's not normal for a person to watch his shtar forever. And after 3 years, a person no longer has to guard their shtar, and omele abaya, so once again, abaya is Rava, elemeata mechosh loy befana of loy tavi mecha, that we know that if someone makes a mecha and he's not around the city, then there's still a valid mecha, but l'chari, why wouldn't Reuven be able to tie into the shimon that I never heard about this mecha, and that's why I didn't guard my shtar, and I lost my shtar. And as Abaya continues, the Amalei, as Reuven will say to Shimon, if you would have been mecha in front of me, and I would have known about your mecha, then I would have guarded my shtar for more than 3 years. The Gemara answers, the Amalei, as Shimon says to Reuven, chavro chavro islei, v'chavro chavro chavro islei. In Chanami, Rav is correct that the reason why we have a chazak after 3 years is because a person doesn't guard his shtar for more than 3 years, and even if there's a mecha shaloi b'fanav, certainly there is a call, and Reuven will hear about the mecha, and therefore Reuven should have kept his shtar for more than 3 years. And as Rashbam explains, Mishani chavro chavro islei, v'noib l'chashim mechisi, v'mahis l'kucha b'yadcha k'divrecha, hoy l'chalizor b'shtarcha yoysim m'gimel shonim. And we learned the Gemara based on Rashbam, that's mashma, that the Gemara's question is just simply, that l'chari Reuven kutayna, that I never heard about the mecha, and Rav is actually bothered that l'chari, we already saw on daf chav chasam abeis, that chavro chavro islei, v'chavro chavro chavro islei, and therefore, why would the Gemara not know this, and not know that there would be a call, and Reuven would hear about the mecha, and therefore Rav explains that the Gemara's question was, that certainly Reuven will hear about the mecha, but maybe Reuven would think that since Shimon was not mecha b'fanav, that he wasn't serious, wasn't concerned that potentially Shimon will come and be mecha on his ownership, and therefore after 3 years, he still lost his shtar, and he wasn't careful, and the Gemara answers that chavar to chavar islei, since Shimon knows that there is a call, and Reuven will certainly hear about the mecha, therefore Shimon did not feel the need to come and be mecha in front of Reuven, and his mecha is a valid mecha. And Ayin Rashbo points out, tfeilu mizdar, klema, shezei yedeya, that tfeilu mizdar, that since the Murakama knows that a person will not guard his shtar for more than 3 years, so therefore he says, I won't be mecha right now, in order to be mecha after 3 years, he will mecha teich sholish, mechsekim aram lishtoik, atchiyev zera isav, and the reason why he actually kept quiet was in order to make sure that Reuven lost his rayas, and that's why he kept quiet for 3 years. And certainly the Lashon HaRashba is mashma like the Ksois that explained that the reason for Chazaka is based on Takon Rabbanon, Mishum Pseid L'Kuchais, and really Me'ikr Dina, a person should have to keep his shtaris in order to prove his ownership. And the only reason why Rabbanon was Misakin that after 3 years a person has Chazaka is because buyers did not want to buy Sadais and transactions weren't going to occur because buyers were scared that they could lose their shtaris after 3 years. Potentially the seller will come back to them and be Meicha and they will lose his Sada. And therefore, Mishum Pseid L'Kuchais, the Rabbanon was Misakin that is Chazaka after 3 years. And as we previously mentioned, that the Ramban hold that really Me'ikr Dina, a person should make a Mecha immediately when he hears that someone is using his field. However, Lemaisa, even if a person is not Mecha, he still could come with a Taina to Reuven, that although it's true that I wasn't Mecha, but you should still have your Shtar, and by the fact that you do not have your Shtar, it's a Reis in your Chazaka. However, since after 3 years, it's normal for a person to lose his Shtar, therefore, if a person doesn't have a Shtar after 3 years, it's no longer a Reis in his Chazaka. That's why the Chazaka works after 3 years. Our Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna stated, Shal Shanim Sha'amru Hu Sha'achlam Ratzufais. The requirement of Shal Shanim has to be that it's continuous and the Chazaka must be made in 3 consecutive years. And the Gemara asks, Ma'ka Mashpul Antonina, the L'chari was the Chiddush Rav Huna, if L'chari this seems to be what the Mishnah teaches us, as the Mishnah tells us, Chaskasun Shal Shanim Yayim L'yayim, and a Chazaka can only be created if you actually use the property, Kid Machsaki Inchi, and as the Bailin would use the property for 3 years, and it states, Miyayim L'yayim, and therefore we already see from the Mishnah that there's a requirement that the 3 years have to be consecutive, and the Gemara answers, that one may have thought that even though the Mishnah states Miyayim L'yayim, it's only coming Lafuke, the din of Rabbi Shmuel and the din of Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah teaches us that every year that you use the property has to be in complete year, and it can't be a part of a year. One could have a Havmina that potentially you could use the Sada for 3 separate years, even if they're scattered and they're not consecutive, it would still be a valid Chazaka, Kamashmon, and therefore Rav Huna teaches us that Shal Shalom Sha'amru, Hu Sha'achlom Ritzufais, Ayin Rashbam, who explains Sha'achlom Ritzufais, Aval Menicha Shana Shnia. However, if Reuven actually uses the Sada for the first year, and then the second year he leaves the Sada fallow, V'akach Achl Shtei Shalom Shlishis Revias, only then did Reuven use the Sada for an additional 2 years, for the 3rd and 4th year, then Matzi Amma Bala Sada, then Shimon could say to Reuven, Haidle Mechalucha, that the reason why it wasn't Mecha, Haidle Meshum, the Ivis Lashana Shnia, because you actually left the field fallow for the second year, the Galisa Daita, the Lav Tchora Boy, the Hilkul Zurata Yisah, that by the fact that he didn't use the Sada for the second year, therefore you Megal Das, that you don't owe the Sada, as an owner of a Sada, will use the Sada for every year possible and make as much profit as possible. Gemara continues, Amr Rav Chama, Rav Chama states, that Rav Huna's Moida, that if there is a place where it's normal to leave your field fallow every other year, and certainly even though you not consume the produce of this kaka in three consecutive years, the chazaka would still be valid. Rashbam in the first wide line states, "Ba'asa the mevi bagi b'makom shenegel lizrei shana lohev shana." If there's an area where the minhag hamakom is to plant the field for 1 year and then leave the field fallow, shelo l'hakas es hakaka, in order not to weaken the kaka, the achzabok could machzik inchi l'maisi u'machzik in the way that Balaam used this field. U'miu shana shavir in a legal chazbin shana shenegel chazaka. However, Rashbam points out that certainly you would not create a chazaka within the first 3 years, as l'maisa you didn't use the sada in the second year. But tzarich lishma shtar yois mishal shanim al shiyukah shal shanim. And certainly you would have to watch your shtar until you use the sada for a complete 3 years. And therefore, in our case, you have to use the sada for the first, third, and fifth year. And only after that point would you create a chazaka. The Rashbam continues, v'itoyin idach ani basi b'teich shalish mitzasi sada reikam v'lekachloi mechisi. And if Shimon Tain is that the reason why it wasn't mecha is because I came within the 3 year period and I didn't see anything in my sada, and therefore I wasn't meicha, as I didn't know that you were there. Matzi amalei mikol makan ha'yelach ha'chalimchais, and Reuven could say to Shimon that you still should be meicha sh'af bishloiz ratia, that even though it's true that I didn't plant the field, ha'yisi b'yisa banir sh'ach ha'katzer, I still plowed the field after I harvested the previous year's crops. Certainly you should have realized that someone was using your sada, and you should have been meicha v'ha'yelach ha'lahavid sh'bishvil sh'lel ha'chash keicha l'chafatzer l'zor k'minik sada se'ir. The Gemara continues and asks pshita that l'chayir this din would be pashut, and certainly Rav Huna would be meida. The Gemara answers that in a chanami there is a chiddush in the din of Rav Chama, as Rav Chama is not talking about a case where everyone in this town lets the field remain fallow every other year, but leitzricha. But we're talking about a case the ikad meiva veikad leimeiva, that in this city some people let the fields remain fallow every other year, and some people actually plant consecutively. And this person that is trying to create a chazaka actually left this field fallow every other year. And marotema matzi amalei, that one would think that Shimon could say to Reuven im isa d'chahavoy, that if it's really yours and you're trying to create a chazaka, then you should have actually planted the field for the second year. As although it's true that it's a valid minig in this place not to plant your field every other year, however, if you wanted to create a chazaka, you should have done so in the best possible manner, and you should have made sure that you actually planted the year for the first 3 years. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush Rav Chama is that Rav Huna is moed in this case that Reuven can create a chazaka even though he didn't use the fields consecutively. The Gemara brings two different reasons. The Amalei, as Reuven says to Shimon, and Rashbam explains that the terrace of the Gemara is that we're talking about a case where Reuven was in the middle of a bunch of fields where they would left their fields fallow, and therefore Reuven will say to Shimon that the reason why I didn't actually plant this field for every single year is since everyone else around me did not plant this field, so certainly all the people around me did not have to hire a guard in order to guard that tefuah, and therefore all the expenses of hiring a guard would have been on my shoulders, and that would have eaten into my profits, and therefore I didn't want to plant this field. Therefore, it makes sense why I didn't plant this field, and that's why the chazaka could occur even though he left the field fallow and Reuven didn't use the sada for 3 consecutive years. Mer continues with another svara, v'inami b'hachi nichli de avdat fei, that Reuven could say to Shimon that although everyone around the area not leave the fields fallow and I was the only one that did so, but the mice I could still say that since it's a valid minig in this place to leave your fields fallow, so I wanted to do so as I felt that this would be better for the property and I didn't want the nutrients of this field to be depleted. And Ayin Rashbam Diva Maskel Chada Ara Bekula Baga Sada Achazua Betech Bika Gdeila Eini Yachal Hoshiv Shom Shem Levada Beshvila Ava Jekulan Zruyais Seichun Shema Ben Kulam Vegam Ein Machlisin Shom Behemois. And in addition, he doesn't even need a Shema during those years, as the neighbors won't bring their behemois into their fields, and therefore they won't come into his field and they won't damage his field. Well, but certainly if his neighbors are leaving their fields fallow, then the behemois will go into that field and graze, and therefore he will have another problem, as ultimately those behemoths may come into his field and may damage his crops. And we already mentioned from the Rashbam that the only way that Reuven will be able to be machzik is only if he's machzik for 3 years of actual planting, and therefore l'chira, the only way to be machzik would be if Reuven used the field for the first, third, and fifth years. And the Ramban also states a similar idea, and he states, Pirish tafilu mevzara savi chazaka umiyu shei shanim b'inan kivin ikizara, that l'maisi will require a 6 year period since they are those that would plant his field, but oy de kivin de mashach zimna de buris kol islay be like maxik she shanim lav klamu de le tema halacha is if you don't say this, mayu meida, what does Rav Chama mean when he stated meida Rav Huna pshita the ritzufis nu the lemaisa, since everyone leaves the fields fallow, therefore will be considered ritzufis, and even if Reuven used the field for the first and third year and he leaves the sod fallow in the second year, then it would be a valid chazaka v'leishaycha hod Rav Huna klal, and this scenario would not be relevant to the dinner of Huna, as lemaisa is considered that he actually used the sod in three consecutive years. And lemaisa, although it seems that the Ramban is exactly like the Rashbam, but the Ramban is actually saying this only in the Maskanas HaGemara. However, the Rashbam also says this svara, even the Havli Gemara, that the Gemara thought that we're talking about a place where everyone leaves their fields fallow, and it would seem that Ramban would hold that in this case, even if Reuven would only use this field for the first and third year, leave the field fallow in the second year, that Reuven would actually create a chazaka, ayin sham. The Gemara continues that Rav Huna stated, shal sham shamru, hu sha'achlam with tzufais, and the Gemara now asks a question from our Mishnah, as Tanan we learned in our Mishnah, chesrabatim, that there's a possibility to make a chazaka on houses, and the Gemara asks, v'abatim v'yam v'yadei, b'leil li'yadei, that has it possible that Reuven will make a chazaka on a house, if l'maisa, although he'll be able to bring a edim, that he used the house for 3 years during the daytime, but he won't be able to bring edim, that he used the house during the nighttime, and therefore Reuven will not be able to prove that he used the house consecutively for 3 full years. Rishonim explained that the question of the Gemara is dafka l'fi Rav Huna, as based on our Mishnah, we could explain that there's no requirement to have shamim ritzufais, and therefore when the Mishnah states that you're able to make a chazak on a house, it means to teach us that you'll bring edim that you used the house for 6 years during the daytime, and in this manner you actually use the house for a complete 3 years of 365 days or 355 days. And since there is no requirement to create a chazaka in consecutive years, therefore it would be a valid chazaka. And the Rashbam points out the Bishlei Megabes Sada V'Chol Hanach in Dakan Lasses Malacha B'Layla, that certainly the Gemara couldn't ever ask this question on any of the other cases of a Mishnah. Certainly it's not normal to use a Sada at night, and therefore even if you're only going to use the Sada during the daytime, it's K'nemachsa K'inchi, and you're using the Sada in the normal way that Bailam used their Sada. Therefore Chashamamidim Edim Amalech Zimei Shal Shanim Harezu Chazaka Avobatim Shederach Lodu Ben Malayla, but since it's normal to live in a house both during the day and the night, V'Huin Yachal Havi Edim Shiru'u Da'af Palelis, and Reuven can't bring Edim that he lived there during the night, V'Kivin the Lesley Sadi Alelis Havalu Mufuzaris, and therefore would be considered Mufuzaris and it won't be consecutive. V'im Isil Rav Huna Hamatzi Idlich Lamitain L'Chayr Shimon should be able to Taina Aniri Isi Shalei Yisidar Bar Palelis, that I actually came during the night time and I saw he didn't live there, V'Lekach L'Chash Limchais the Galisa Daitcha the Labdut Chavoy, and therefore I wasn't Meicha, because you were Megal Das, that you don't own this house, that my have a chazaka, and why would it be a valid chazaka? And let's keep in mind that although the Gemara did not mention this point, however, Rashbam will point out that certainly the only way that Bezdin will require that Reuven will have to bring Edim that he actually lived there at night is only if Shimon actually was Taninale and he actually tainted that I came and I didn't see you in the property, and that's why I wasn't Meicha. But if Shimon never tainted, then Bezdin would not actually be Taninale. Bezdin would not require that Reuven bring Edim that he lived there during the day as well as during the night, and as we will see, that this din is based on a din that's brought by the Gemara at the bottom of the Amid in the name of Mazutra. And the Gemara continues and brings two answers that Omar Abai explains, Man Masad Abatim Shivri, that in any case, when someone is bringing Edim that he lived in a house for 3 complete years, certainly the Edim that he will bring are not Edim that are just passing through town, and it must be that these Edim are his neighbors, and therefore they could testify that he used the house for 3 complete years. Therefore, Zakta Abaya Shivri Medi Yadai be a Mamabalele, that certainly the neighbors could testify that Reuven lived there during the day and at night. And once again, Rashbam points out, Vim Yitim V'yomer, and even if Shimon actually is Toyin and he states, Aisli Sadi Daisbe Bimam of Leloi, Yuchlul Heloi, Umira Nanle Taninle, Kinum Farash Besomach, and as we explained, that we would not be Taninle based on the memory of Mazutra that we'll see 2 lines from the bottom of the Amid. And Shailas of Chuvus Harash, the Rush points out, Shechvi Media Doi, Pirish Le Gishu Shay Yaitim Misham, Umaiti Kli Tashmisha Belaylois, that the neighbors could testify that we saw him there every single day, and we were not magish that he actually moved out at night. And we saw him going into his house at night, and he didn't come out until the morning. And certainly there was no requirement. Reuven has to bring Edim that know that he lived there the entire night. Then these people would have to be awake the entire night. And that would be a valid chazaka, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Rav Amar, and Rav gives another example, going to Asur Beit Treva Amri, Anana Grimene, Vidarina Beit Klashnan, and Biyamav Vilele, that there is actually a way that you could bring Edim that testify Reuven actually used the bias for three consecutive years, both during the day and at night. And the example would be if Reuven actually rented out the property to two people, and then the two people would come after 3 years, and they would actually testify in Bezdin that we rented this property from Reuven, and we used it for a complete 3 years during the daytime and at night. And the Pashas Rav is just coming to give another example, and he states that you don't have to come onto an example where the neighbors are testifying, and it's possible that even if you rented out this house, you'd be able to have testimony that he used the property during the day and at night. And Mefarshim explained that even though Reuven did not use this property at all, as he didn't live in the house at all during the 3 years, Lemaisa, since these people that lived in the house came Mikoyach Reuven, therefore they're considered Hishluchim, but again creating Chazakah as well. However, others state that Rav is actually being Choyel Kanabaya, and he holds that by neighbors just testifying that they saw that Reuven used the house during the daytime, and they saw that he didn't leave at night, that would not suffice for Reuven to create a Chazakah on this house, and therefore Rav says that the only way to create a Chazakah in the house is only in a scenario that's similar to the case where Reuven rented the house to two people, and they were able to testify that they used the house during the day and at night. And L'chir, it's mashmo like this pshat, as the Gemara started off Amar Baya, and then it said Rava Amar, and if it would be that Rava's coming to just air the pshat, then the Gemara should have stated Amar Rava, as when a Gemara states the words Rava and then it says the word Amar, it generally signifies that there's machlekes, and he's not coming to air another pshat. And the Gemara continues, Amli Rav Yemi Rav Ashi. So Rav Yemi asked the question of Rav Ashi, that L'chir, how could Rava say that those that rented the house will be able to testify that they rented this house and they used the house for 3 years? As if they would not testify that they used the house consecutively for 3 years, then we would actually paskin that even though these two Edim already paid their rental payments to Reuven, but the Bezdin would paskin that he would have to once again pay the rental payments to the prop owner, and they would have to pay rent to Shimon. And Ramban points out that even though certainly these two people would have to make the rental payments once again, and they would have to pay Shimon, but ultimately they'll be able to go back to Reuven and take him to the Din Torah and collect their rental payments back from Reuven, and therefore they won't lose any money. And why do we consider them negei be'edus? And Ramban explains, Ikalameima afal pikein noigim be'edus sinhein mepeshe kasha gezel hanechol ve'inu reitzelis atzimim be'bedin, that certainly it's much more difficult to go and get money back and collect their rental payments from Reuven. Certainly they don't want to go to a Din Torah. And as Rashba points out, that even if they will win a Din Torah, it's possible that Reuven will no longer have the money. And as he states, Pa'am she'in lekech malish tlumnei v'yireim him shem yafsidu. Ritvar explains, Inami she'im scharim in mena b'zoil, that they actually rented it for a cheap rental payment from Reuven, v'him neisel zeh scharim mishalim, but l'maisa, they will have to pay Shimon the full rental value based on market rates, and therefore they're negeah be'edus. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Ashi responds to Rav Yemir, Daini l'shvili, daini hachi, that certainly only dayanim, that a shvacha dayanim, will pask in this way, as mila yaskina, that in chanami, the case that Rav is talking about, is kagoyin, the nikita agabesa, v'armu l'man lesvei, that we're not talking about a case where these two people that were living in this house paid their rental payments. We're specifically talking about a case where these two Edim that came to Bezdin did not yet pay their rental payments. They're actually trying to figure out who to pay the rental payments to, and therefore they're certainly not negei be'edus, and therefore they could testify that they lived there for 3 years, and therefore Reuven is actually the proper owner. Therefore, they should be able to pay their rental payments directly to Reuven and ignore Shimon. As Rashbam says, Dain l'shvilo she'ina b'kiyum edin, dain hochi l'kabel edus elu im kva nostu schar b'ayus l'maskra, u'mayla m'chigai gavno loy ayu rava, could be, since we paskin that ain't l'shiris el b'saif, that the Gemara felt that this is more likely to be the case and the scenario that we're dealing with. L'chari, from this point of the Gemara, it does seem that Rav is choyel k'nabaya. L'chari, it wouldn't make sense to say that Rav is actually coming to bring another pshat, as in Rav's case, it's only a very limited scenario, and why would Rav add this to the din of Abaya if he agrees to Abaya's scenario, and that would be a much simpler scenario. And Tezis is, why are you negei be'edus? That they could have said that we already paid Shimon, therefore by the fact that they testified that we already paid Reuven, and then they testify that we used this bias for 3 consecutive years, then l'chari they should be believed. He points out, v'avagad the bust of tikkun rabbanu shvuas hases lemehem l'hasude b'hai migoy, certainly they would not want to make a shvua, k'idu b'reisha ish mekadosh hachadam hasisa kaminon. Over here we're going on a Mishnah, and we know at the time of the Mishnah the din of shvuas hases was not applicable yet, v'akati l'nisak to shvuas hases, and therefore my parak l'hem ne b'migoy, and t'hiz inz v'yishlema d'hai lav migohu, that is not considered a valid migoy, shirein lema p'ran l'cha, that certainly these Edim would not want a tainah that they actually paid Shimon, k'shem yiska achar b'din v'yitpa mehem pam shenis, as they're concerned that maybe Reuven will actually win, and then Reuven will actually come to these two people and say that you actually admitted that you already paid Shimon, and therefore you still owe me the money, and therefore certainly these people that lived in the house would not want to claim that they actually paid Shimon, and therefore the Gemara's question is valid, that l'chayra these two people that lived in the house on a gea be'edus. Gemara continues, Amazutra, that Mazutra states that certainly if Reuven would come to Bezdin and bring Edim that he lived in his house during the daytime, and certainly even Rav Huna would agree that this is considered a chazaka, and it's considered that he was achlam retzufais, as once we know that he was living there during the daytime, then mistam he lived there at night, and we would not have to bring any other riyas to that point. Mazutra teaches us, v'itayim v'amal leisu trey sadi lasudulai d'dar beit lashni b'yumamu v'leila tanase taina, that the only time that it would be a requirement for Reuven to actually bring Edim that he actually lived in this house for three consecutive years during the daytime as well as at night is only in a specific scenario that Shimon actually came and made a claim and was ma'ara on Reuven's rights, and he claimed that I'm the Marakamo and I actually came around to this house and I came at night and I didn't see you living there, and that's why I was a Meicha. Ayin Rashbam, who states the Lashon of Milsa Ba'am Pinafshi, that this is a separate memra. However, Rashbam previously stated that even previously when the Gemara brought down the examples of Abaye and Rava as to how you bring Edim that you actually lived in this house during the day as well as at nighttime, this was only in a case where Shimon actually tainted that I came around during the nighttime and you weren't there, and therefore I wasn't Meicha. From that Rashbam, it's mashma that Mazutra is not being choylik on the dinim that we mentioned before, and it's just a continuous explanation of the prior dinim. However, it's still sarach bira, as l'maisa the Gemara asked a question from a Mishnah that stated chesed rabatim, and the Gemara asked rabatim v'yomer yodei b'leil le'yodei, and l'chayra according to Mazutra, what would the Gemara's question be if certainly all agree that if Shimon comes and tainas to Reuven that how are you living in my house if this is my house and I'm the Marakama, and prove to me that you had a chazak of shalosh shanim, then certainly Reuven would only have to bring Edim that he lived there during the day, and he wouldn't have to bring Edim that he lived there at night, and therefore certainly even according to Rav Huna, it would certainly be a very simple case where a person could make a chazaka on a house and he could prove that he lived there during the daytime, as we would then say mistama he lived there at night, and therefore it would be considered that he used the house for 3 years with tufais and he used it consecutively. And l'chayr it seems pashut that even though the Rashbam mentioned this previously, however the Gemara at that point did not actually think that this was halacha, and they thought we would actually be tanin alei, and therefore the Gemara asked this question on Rav Huna. However, now the Gemara brought down the din of Mazutra, then in Chanami, the original question of Rav Huna would not be a valid question, as certainly there's a very simple case where Reuven could taina that I had consecutive use of this house during the day and at night, and even though I only have Edim that I lived there during the daytime, however, since Shimon did not taina that I was there and I didn't see you in the house, and that's why I was Mecha, so Reuven would not have to bring any further Edis and not have to bring any Edim that lived there at night. And I entice the deal Masal on Mazutra Itoyan Va'ama, Hikshrivam, the Persia countries, he loitoyan Nami, a Maile Nishoman, that even if Shimon did not make this taina, why don't we ask the Edim as to the nighttime? Gishema Inyoidun Alalilis, as maybe the Edim actually do not know about the night times, Shalay Noitzal Pi and Shalay Kadin, and certainly Bezin has to be careful to make sure that the Edim are actually testifying properly and they shouldn't be Moitzi Mamma Shalay Kadin. And as we know, the Bechol Edis on Undershin Yafa, the Kaname, Maile Naka is some Misafik, and therefore over here also, why wouldn't Bezin actually check into Edis properly and ask them this question? And Taisis explains that La Perchi, the Kim Shi'idu Al Yamim, that since the Edim are testifying regarding the daytime, Afilu Yamim, even if the Edim would actually state that Ein Onu Yoidim Ala Leilis, Mistam Akiva Shadar Biyam, Dar Nam Bleilis, Im Leisha Tainam Ara, Shabbadi Leidar, Ayin Sham, and this is clearly defined in the Rashbam as well. And we continue on Daf Chav Tesam Beis, Umaydin Mazutra, that even though Mazutra has stated that the only time that we require Reuven to bring Edus that he used this property during the nighttime is only if Shimon made a claim and he said that I came during the nighttime and I didn't see you using this house and that's why I wasn't Ma'ara. However, Mazutra would be Maida, but Reichel HaMachzim Bayaris, the Afagab Leitoyan Tanunle, that if the Marakama and if the original owner is a traveling salesman and is not in this town that often and is continuously traveling in order to sell cosmetics to women, that the Afagab Leitoyan Tanunle Anan, that even if Shimon would not be Toyin and would not say that I was here at night and I didn't see you, that would still be Taninle and we would still require Reuven to bring Edim that he lived there both during the day and at night. And as Rashbam points out, the Dilma Mishum Dalei Kviya B'Masa Hichzik Zeh B'Beisoi, as possibly Reuven took advantage of the fact that Shimon was not in this area for long periods of time and therefore he was Machzik specifically in Shimon's house, V'Chiyavi Asa B'Masa, and every time that Reuven realized that Shimon was coming back, having Nafik Hai Machzik B'Beisoi, then Reuven would vacate the premises, and maybe that's why Shimon was not Meicha. And therefore, Mazutra would also agree that Yavi Amachzik Edim and even for one night. And we just explained this Gemara based on the Rashbam. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem that actually explains when the Gemara stated that we're referring to the Machzik and we're referring to Reuven, who is actually a salesman, the Machzik by Yoris, that we know that he couldn't live there during the daytime and night. But he says, I lived in this house for 3 years and I lived here consecutively. Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, how he explains that we're Taninale and we're Toyin for the Ma'ara and we're Toyin for the Marakama. And the Gemara continues, and although Rav Huna just taught us that the only way that Reuven could be Machzik in the house is only if he's Machzik consecutively and he has to prove they lived there during the day as well as during the nighttime. However, Rav Huna would be Moida Bechanusa de Mechuza, and as Rashi explains, Chanuya Shemoich Ben Lechem V'yayin, these were stores that would sell bread and wine, the Toyin in Cheshul Tanasai, and even if Shimon would Taina that I was actually at the store and I didn't see you living there at nighttime, then his Taina would not be a valid Taina, and Reuven would not have to bring a Raya that he lived there during the nighttime, as it's not normal to use a store during the nighttime. And the Gemara states, to Limama Vida Lele Avida, that this store is used only during the daytime and not at night. And as Rashbam points out, that even if we know for certain that Reuven did not live there during the nighttime, Chazakam obviously is still a valid Chazaka, She'in Dirasan El Biyayim, because his Dira only takes place during the day. Therefore, when dealing with a commercial property, it would have the same din as a Sada that's only used during the daytime, and you would never have to prove that you used it at night. And it would be Val Chazaka if you use it for 3 years. And therefore it's similar to the case where someone left their field fallow, and it's normal for all the people in this area to leave their field fallow. And as Ramban explained, that in this case it would actually be a Chazaka within 3 years, and you could even count the time they left the field fallow. And Taisus continues and asks, when Taiman came Pshita de Meir of Huna, could Parchla El Gavi Bagi, and if this is the case, then Lachur it's Pashut. The Gemara previously stated that this case of Meir Bagi would be Pashut, that it's considered Ritzufais. And Taisus answers, Vishleim Alifish Bene Adam Shinim Chemvenim Darim Bahem Bayim Bayim Vlaila, that since the people that are not storekeepers live in these types of locations during the day and as well as the night, and those people certainly have to have a chazaka of 3 consecutive years during the day and night. And Kamash Mon, and the Chiddush the Gemara is, Huna's Moida, in this case, you don't require a chazaka of the tzufais and doesn't have to be consecutive. And Taisa continues that now that I explain that we're talking about a case where many people use these types of structures as regular homes, and therefore they use it for 24-hour periods, and they use it for 3 full years. And therefore, if there would be a storekeeper that wants to be machzik, he would actually have to use this for 3 complete years, and he would have to bring edim that he used the store for 6 years during the daytime. Taisus then continues and asks the luchuri at the beginning of our sugya, when we brought down the sheet of Rav Huna, and in order to create a chazaka, there's a requirement for 3 consecutive years, and Rav Chama already brought down that murder of Huna ba'asin and Meir Bagi. Why didn't the Gemara at that point bring down this memra of murder of Huna b'chanusa de mechuzah de miyamim v'avdi v'leil le'avdi? And why did the Gemara wait until this point to make this statement? And Taisus explains, Oyim Rabbi Yantam Mishum le'salka shmeitzu debati, as at that point we didn't yet speak about houses, v'chai gavna ikka b'seif ha'kanis gabi u'meidu chacham Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why we wait until this point, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Roim b'chom of Rav Ukva b'chom zovan ahi amso b'hadi adadi, and Roim b'chom and Rav Ukva b'chom brought a maidservant together, and they brought her b'shutfis in order to make sure that neither one of them would be able to at some point come and claim that they have a chazaka as they used the shifcha for 3 consecutive years. Therefore, Ma'ash Tamish Ba Rishayna Shlish B'chamishis, one of the brothers used her the 1st, 3rd, and 5th years, Ma'ash Tamish Ba Shniya Revius Rishishis, and the other brother used her for the 2nd, 4th, and 6th year. And Lamaisa, after the 6 year period, Nafik Irulayo, there was a person that was the Marakama that came and claimed that he never sold this Amsa to Rain Bachama and Ravoku Bachama and Asal Kamedi Rava. So they came in front of Rava for Dintara and Amaluhu, and he said to them, my time of this Wachi, and what was your purpose in using the Amsa in this manner? Why is it that you didn't want to use the Shifcha for 3 consecutive years in a row? As we explained, Kehechad Lidchatzcha Adadi is in order that you should each not be able to make Chazaka on the other. Kehechad Lidchu Loyav Chazaka, and therefore, just like you weren't able to create a Chazaka on each other, La Almanami Loyav have a chazakah, therefore you didn't create a chazakah for the rest of the world either. And since the Marakama is now coming and claiming that he never sold this Amsa to you, then in order for you to prove your ownership, you would have to bring Edim or bring the original shtar that you actually bought the Shifcha from the Marakama. And the Gemara continues, V'lei Amaran al V'lei Kasav Itra, that the only time that we said this halacha is only if Rami Bachama and Ma'ukva Bachama did not actually write any shtar between them and did not actually write down the terms of the Shukvis, that each one of them would use it at different times and they would only use it in ways that they would not be machzik on each other. However, al Kasav Itra, if they did write such a shtar, then Kala Islay, then it would be called that they actually wrote that shtar. And certainly in that case, the original owner should have been Meicha, and therefore Rami Bachama and Rav Ukva Bachama would be able to establish a chazaka. And Ayin Rashbam Diva Maskel Itra Shtar Chaluka Over Edim Shetaber Lezeshana Lezeshana. This is a shtar that was created between the Shufim in order to write down the terms of the partnership. And Rashbam brings down three different shitas. Number one, he brings down Yesh Mefarshim Kolisley, that since it's a call about the shtar Bahila Limchus Miad, and therefore the original owner should have been Meicha Midli Vle Micha, and since he wasn't Meicha Alta Bechazaka, and Roim Bachama and Ma'ukva Bachama would be able to establish a chazaka immediately. The Chemisha Machol Hem Befenenu Dami, as if they bought this Amsa right in front of us, since the original owner let them write a shtar chalukah and he kept quiet. And the Rashbam continues that potentially you would actually require 6 years in order to be machzik. And as Rashbam says, inami kibin dekatarti, that once we have both factors, number one, shnei chazakim mufuzaris, that Rami Bachama and Rav Ukva Bachama used the Amsa for 6 years, and the itra, and there's also the shtar chalukah, ikakolo chazaka gemur dami, the hiloy limchais v'le micha, ve'inirali klal. And Rashbam says that I don't like either of these pshatim. Elam shol shal mishaynis have a chazaka, kibin deika edim shtar being zelazeh. The Gemara means that once you have an itra and you have a shtar chalukah, Rami Bachama and Rav Ukva Bachama would establish a chazaka against the rest of the world in 3 years, and they would not have a chazaka immediately, and they would not require a 6 year period in order to create a chazaka. Rashbam brings a riot to the side from the Gemara later on Daf Mem Aleph from the Beis. Rashbam continues behind the time to have a chazaka shehoy lo lemar limchas b'teich shal shanim ve'ini yach loyma b'shvil shvi isim achzika b'digel lemechisi. And the Marakama could not claim that the reason why it wasn't meicha is because I saw that both of you weren't using the amsa consecutively yisi silver, and therefore I thought l'kachatim isim kain sha'atim yurein l'hachzik shanim retzuvos she'shtar mechiyach shloy b'shvil kain isim, and the shtar is mechiyach that that's not the reason why they were doing this. Elish almanas kain cholku shekain yu mishtamshin v'chein ikar ayin sham. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings down from the Rima Gash Itra Pirish Tora B'loshen Shmira L'fisha Shtash Shoyma Adova Shlei Shtakeach. The Gemara continues, Om Rava, Rava teaches us Achla Kula Chutim Beis Reva, that if Reuven is machzik in the Sada and he uses the entire Sada, however there's a small piece of the Sada that he doesn't use, and for example if he leaves over a quarter of a kav, and as we know that a Beis Sa is an area that's 50 by 50 or 2500 square amos, and there's 6 kav to every single Sa, and therefore a quarter of a kav would be of 104 square amos. And even though one may think that Reuven should have a chazaka on the entire sada, including the Beis Reva, as Lemaisa he used this sada for the full 3 years and he used it consecutively, however, Rava teaches us Kanakula Chutz Beis Reva, that Reuven would actually be cleaner the entire field, but he would not be cleaner that area of 104 square amos, which is the Beis Reva, since he didn't use that area. And the Rush points out Viura, the Beis Reva Dafka Kama, the Rava specifically talks about an area of a Beis Reva, Al Pachmi Khan but if the area that he did not plant would be a smaller amount of area and it wouldn't even be a Beis Reva, then Reuven would be clean of that area agav the rest of the kaka, as Lemais is not a Dava Choshev, and therefore Rava only speaks about Beis Reva, which is a Dava Choshev. The Gemara continues that Amr Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Shua, Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Shua comes to qualify this din of Rava, and he states V'lei Amaran, and Rava only states his din El Basrihi, that if this Beis Reva was possible to plant, then we would say that since he didn't plant it, therefore he wasn't machzik the machzik inchi, and therefore Reuven would not have a chazaka on this area of a Beis Reva. However, Aval Abazriyahi Koni Lo Agav Ara, but if this area of this Beis Reva was not an area which was possible to plant, and for example it was a very rocky terrain, so then even Rava would agree that although Reuven did not plant this area, that he would still be machzik the entire Sada, including the Beis Reva, as it would be bottled to the rest of the kaka. However, the Gemara states Maskler Rabbi Babaya asked Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Shua, if it is true, any time that someone has a large piece of property that is very rocky terrain, then how will he be cleaner this area, and how will he ever be able to establish a chazaka if he won't be able to plant this area of land? And it must be, it's based on him placing placing his animals there to graze or to be in this area, or he will have to use this field and spread out his peiris to dry, and that is the way that he shows bailus. Therefore, Zokra Birabaya, Hachinami, that also in the case of Rav Huna Shua, that it's not a Bazria, and this area of the court of a Kav is not plantable, Reuven should have shown bailus by having his animals stay in this area, or by spreading out his peiris to dry in this area. And since Reuven did not do so, so Shimon could claim that Lemaisa, if it would have been yours, then you would have used this part of the field, and you wouldn't have left it empty, and by the fact that you did not use this actual parcel of land, and you didn't use this Reba Kav, therefore you weren't machzik in this field properly, and therefore your chazaka does not work. And although it may be true that you actually bought the rest of my sada, however it must be that this quarter of a Kav of land was not purchased by you, and you actually don't own this. And let's point out, it could be Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua would agree to Rabbi Rabbaya that in a standard case, where a person's trying to acquire a large piece of property, and the entire property is made up of tsunma and made up of very hard land that you can't plant, so certainly the way to be machzik is by ukbi bachyusa or mishtatcha vaperi, as this is the way that people would use this piece of property. However, Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua holds that in a scenario where Reuven actually was machzik in the rest of the sada, and he actually planted the sada, and it was only a very small parcel of land, which was only a reva kav that he didn't plant because it was tsunma, so in that case we would still say that's batal to the rest of the sada, and therefore in that case even Rava would agree that since Reuven was machzik in the rest of the sada, that the chazaka would even work on this reva kav as well. And we will stop over here.